Ela kiri ehoido. Okay, so what does that mean? So back in Chumash Bamidbar, in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, it says exactly the same word. And there the Targum says me'or e. What does that mean? So me'or e. So here I'm reading over here from the Sefer that I have, which explains the Targum at great length. And it says l'shoin kiriya k'loshna mikra v'chumosha matzino shatir gim yonison u'kiros yish yeshua. There you shall call you will call for salvation. It means to call. The Aaron, v'chaytigim ba'oidim b'kormos l'shon kuriya, aval al mordei Hashem asher tikru oisam mikrei kodesh, shagam shom tikim gulis sherish ara, de'is Aaron yoson mi'ora, kosa v'rashvan v'ramban shehu l'shon mikra. Mikra means a, what's a mikra? Mikra means a happening, an event. Lufi dikdik l'shon harami, in l'achwi imperish na'arehu kiruei, Shehem hayu koirim la'edo. Okay, we're going into the next point. Okay, this is what bothered me very much. We do not know. Shehem hayu koirim la'edo o kiruei shehem hayu nikroim meho'edo. Wow. Okay, so he says over here something very, very interesting. And he says it cannot be determined. There's no way to determine. The word here, kiri'e, means calling. They were called. The word na'are, the targum over here in this pasuk of dosan va'aviram me'are kinishta. They were called. Okay, English translation says chosen. Chosen is not. It's just an expression, and it's not really telling us very much. The Targum translate the word me'are from the Lashon of to call. Make a telephone call. You call out to somebody. But there's an issue here that is inconclusive. We do not know who called who. Did Dosan va'aviram call out to the assembly? Or did the assembly call out to them to lead them in this uprising? According to this wonderful sefer called Ma'at Zari, he says, according to the rules of grammar, it is inconclusive. Sorry. Sure. It is inconclusive who called to who. Did Dasan Va'avidim call to the assembly, or did the assembly call out to them? Very big difference. Very big difference into the degree of we're troublemakers. To what degree do they instigate? Did they participate in this instigation? V'nei Eliyah, Nimuel v'dosan v'aviram. Who dosan v'aviram? Kiri'ei ho'eda. They called out to the assembly. Let's go. Let's rise up and rebel. Let's rebel against Moshe v'Aaron. Is that the pshat? Or is it that dosan v'aviram were people who were leaders? They were elected. They were selected and appointed to lead the Jewish people. They were the Kiriyei Ho'edah. And what did they do? Asher Hitzul Moshe V'Yaron. That's the next word. So that's the first part of this expression. Ma'are Kinishta. Then it says the Iskin Noshu Al Moshe V'Yalara. Now we learned until now in Rashi, the word Hitzul means to fight. Lashon of a rift. And they caused the tzibur to fight, to rebel. When we learn Rashi says, "Asher hitzu, he siu es Yisrael." They raise them up to rise up, lo riv, to quarrel. Vayom bayar Moshe shnei anoshim ivrim nitzim, two Jewish men fighting. So that's how Rashi learns, but the Targum doesn't say that. Targum says a different word for this pasuk. His word on this pasuk is the Iski Doshu. Now, what does that mean? So here he explains. Here's a long entry. You don't have this. I'm going to read this. The Iski Nishu, the Iska No Shehon, Shenikalu, B'Yikolam. It means an assembly. L'cho'ira, I'm reading over here what it says in this Sefer. Hitsu v'enhatso samheim loshen matso muriva. So the author of this Sefer right away comes to challenge what it says in the Targum. because it would appear that at first glance the word in Rashi is correct. This word means to fight. Like we quoted the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu, ki not, Moshe went out and he saw that there were two anoshim rivim that were nitzim. K'moshe perish Rashi, v'eho ibn Ezra, v'yoyin harehem po'alim yoytzim. These are verbs. U'lechen hoisiv Rashi hamilim esom. That's why Rashi has the other words esom, es Yisrael. Avul unkel is perish hitzu loshon his asfus. K'mo u'lechen perish harav sad yegoin. V'tamo shamila hitzu k'mo chotzu. He learns word hitzu is synonymous with chotzu because the hey and the ches can often be interchanged. Rein perish vayetze choytzeitz kuloi, mikubatz umeusaf, it means to gather. Ayin radak, rein lochosh nakosav l'el vayikalu al Moshe v'Aaron. Okay, so we have over here one incredible disagreement between Rashi. Now let's take the whole thing in, absorb the entire thing in one shot. According to Unkelis, let's read the pasuk again. Uvnei Eliyav Nimuel, the children of Nimuel were Dasan, of Eliyav were Nimuel, Dasan v'Aviram. And then it says, Hu Dasan v'Aviram, me'arei kinishta, they are me'arei chinishta. The word me'arei is translated in English to call. He's translating the word kiriei to mean calling. They call now. There's a question: who called who? Did Dasan va'Aviram rise up, and they made the telephone calls to gather the people together to come and to rebel against Moshe, or did the Tzibur, the Eda, did they call upon Dasan va'Aviram to lead them in their rebellion? Who
Rabbi,
called who?
I have
yes.
Here a translate, Rabbi.
I'm listening. Yes.
I have a translation like this. Dasan and Aviram, the community leaders, literally, these called by the community to represent them, who together with the community of Korah's followers, provoked the Israel.
Okay, so he's taking sides. This translation that you're reading from is he's calling the word Kyrie, he's making it into an expression. Literally the word Kyrie, we don't know what it means. Because according to this sefer, this word can mean one of two things. It could mean either an event, a mikra, Eile Moade Hashem, Asher Tikru'u Oisam B'moadam. You shall, the word, same word, Tikru'u Oisam, you shall, what does it mean in that context? Tikru'u Oisam B'moadam, there also means you shall declare. Make a declaration. Okay, let's leave that out for now. Over here, he learns over here the word Kyrie means literally to call. How do you know that? Because the uncle is translated with the word Me'are. And the word Me'are, those who are experts in the translation of Aramaic will tell you, the word Me'are means to call out. But there is still a dilemma. The dilemma is, who is calling? Who is the subject of the calling? Is the subject Dasan va'aviram, or is the subject the Eda? And it's inconclusive. Now the bottom line is, as you mentioned, Ablaza, is that they were community leaders. The question is, how did they get the job? Did they get the job because they wanted the job, and they promoted themselves, and they led the way in order to lead the people, or no? The way they got the job is someone came over to them and says, we need a leader, and you have been selected, whether you like it or not. We know that this law you like, we know that you're a troublemaker, and you have a great pleasure in doing this, so therefore, get to work. Who called who? This is inconclusive. At the end of the day, they were the community leaders. So if you want to be parif and avoid trouble, you just say, Dasan va'aviram, they are the Kirie Ho'eda. They were the community leaders who went on to make trouble. Now, if you want to take the term Kirie Hoida and define it with greater precision, how do these two words turn into community leaders? It means they had to do something, someone had to do something in order to put these people in position. Now, how does that work? Well, in America, if you want to be the President of the United States, you have to declare yourself, I want to be the President of the United States. And you have to go around collecting signatures, and you have to work your way up. You have to do things. You have to solicit the will of the people to elect you into this position. And then there are times where people are leaders, not because they want to be leaders. It's because people have discovered them, and they have the qualifications that are necessary, and they are pushed into a position of leadership against their will. Okay? I know somebody like that, Binyamin Cohen. He has here, I think, the biggest shul in the whole Flatbush. Binyamin Cohen on Avenue M and East 17th Street has a shul. They just renovated. They're still in the middle of renovations. I think the shul can hold 400 seats. It's not to be believed. How did he become the rabbi? They basically, the people in the yeshiva, so it's a Chaim Berlin alumni, mainly like him, and they pushed him into the job. And he didn't want it. Supposedly, he didn't want it. And the Rosh Hashiva of Aaron Schechter told him, the Olam likes you. They want you there. They want you to be the rabbi. And therefore, you don't have a choice. You have to be the rabbi. Too bad for you. And he was pushed into his job. So in that situation, they called upon him and pushed him into his position. In American politics, that's not the way it works. You have to push yourself into position to get the job. So here we have a dilemma. How exactly did the son Va'aviram come to position? Did they call out to the people, or did the people call out to them? And the event, though, is they were the leaders. And then when it goes on, Asher Hitzu, we have now a fundamental machloikis between Rashi and Unkelis, and that's probably exactly why Rashi commented on this pasuk. According to Rashi, the word Hitzu means Miloshen of Nitzim. Nitzim. By Moshe went out and he saw Shnei Anoshim Ivrim Nitzim. By Yomer Lo Rosho Lomasake Esrayacha. Nitzim means to fight. Fight. According to Rashi, Unkelis, he thoroughly disagrees. That's why Rashi said, if I can, but Unkelis holds the word Hitzu means to gather. And it comes from the word Chotzu. Chotzu or Chitzu, I'm not familiar with this term. It's a pasuk in Tanakh where Ches, Tzadi, Vav, the root of that word means to collect, to make a gathering. Oh, but over here it says in the pasuk Hitzu with a hey, not with a ches. That's not a problem, because the letter hey and the letter ches can be interchanged. And therefore, Asher Hitzu, they gathered. Asher he gathered, he caused the people to gather. The Dosan Avirum, Kirihoi, the Asher, they gathered al Moshe v'alaro. They gathered. Now, according to this Badas Karach Bahatzoy Sam, again gathering, al Hashem, in the assembly of Karach, when they gathered al Hashem. Now, this is incredible stuff over here. Why did Unkelis not learn like Rashi? There's a very big, very major difference between Rashi and Unkelis. Such a fundamental difference. It's earth-shocking, the difference between Rashi and Unkelis. According to Unkelis, the only ones that rebelled was Dasan Va'aviram and Adas Karach. No one else. But according to Rashi does not like the word Hitzu to mean to gather. Rather, according to Rashi, it means the entire Jewish people. And the Hey makes this word into Loshon Hifil. Let's explain. According to the translation of Unkelis, Bnei Elav Islim Wolf Dosan V'Dosan V'Aviram. Who Dosan V'Aviram? It is they, Dasan V'Aviram, who are the Kiriei Hoeda, who are the community leaders. They are the ones who were called by the Eda to serve. And what did these two people do? Only two people. They, Asher, Hitzu, they assembled. Only they. These two people got together. Hitzu, they assembled between themselves in rebellion al Moshe v'al Aharon. When did Dasan v'Aviram themselves assemble against Moshe? It happened when Ba'adas Korach, when the Adas Korach, together with the Adas Korach, at that time, he to the assembly on Moshe Aaron, together with Ba'adas Korach, when the Adas Korach behatsoi some, when the Adas Korach assembled in rebellion al Hashem, against Hashem. According to Rashi, that's not the pshat. Because according to Rashi, Rashi learns the word hitzu does not mean that the hey is not part of the root. The hey is a prefix. And the word that's only left over from the root is tzadivav, which is a short form for fighting. And the word hitzu then becomes a prefix, which means to cause to assemble. And that will force us to understand there's more going on in this pasuk than it's obvious. That Dasan va'aviram caused others to assemble against, to quarrel, not assemble, to quarrel against Moshe. Who are the others that he caused to fight against Moshe? The entire Jewish people. And when did this take place? This took place when the assembly of Korach caused the entire Jewish people to rise up against Hashem. Look at Rashi again. Now you can appreciate what Rashi is doing. Asher hitzu es Yisrael. Why did Rashi end in these two words? The whole...
Rebbe, later it says, Hashem says to Moshe, Bodo mitos aveda azoich.
Okay.
Does that mean from all Klal Yisrael?
No. The rest of Klal Yisrael was not the same degree of guilt. The ones that there was a magefa, let's not forget, there was guilt. But when the punishment occurred at that moment, when the earth opened up and swallowed them up, only 250 people were swallowed. The whole Klal Yisrael wasn't swallowed up. So even though the whole Klal Yisrael was guilty, according to Rashi, in participating, doesn't necessarily mean they succeeded. It says when they attempted to assemble cause the entire Klal Yisrael to quarrel. Okay, that's a different point. But according over here, Rashi, now you can appreciate what Rashi is doing. Why? Asher Yitzu Es Yisrael Behatzai Sam Es Ha'am Al Hashem. And then Rashi over here is, what does the word Yitzu mean? Yitzu means Hisiyu Es Yisrael Loriv Milashon of Nitzim to quarrel Al Moshe. And then Rashi says Loshon Hifilu. Why is Rashi saying this? Because Rashi says if the word Yitzu is the short form of Notsu, like nitsim, to quarrel, then the hey is not part of the root. The hey is a prefix. And in this form, it's hifilu, which means to cause others to fight. Who are the others that we are referring to? You have to explain twice, because it says the word the hey twice. First, asher hitzu al Moshe, and then it says behatzoi sam al Hashem. So the answer is, the first time it says hitzu, this refers to Es Yisrael. And the second time when it says behatzoi sam, this is Es Ha'am. So the bottom line is, the word hitzu means to fight, to cause others to fight. Who are the others? Korach attempted to assemble the Jewish people to fight against Moshe. And when did they try to do this? At the time when Korach was attempting to incite the whoever the may be, the to fight against Hashem. Targum read this whole Rashi, and another way around. Now, why did Rashi say all this? Why did Rashi all worked up and say every word that he said? Rashi has nothing else to say. Open up a Medrash. Give you a whole encyclopedia of a mefarshim of ideas that Rashi could have selected from. Why did Rashi, from all of the infinite Maamori Chazal, open up a Torah Shlema? Torah Shlema, there's really no Torah Shlema on this parsha. It was done late after he died. He already died. He never finished Bamidbar. So Torah Shlema, this part was written by someone else. Someone else should copy him. I don't think this is a good job. What's his name? Who's the name of the Torah Shlema? I can't forget again. I forgot, I'm losing my mind. I forgot the name of the Mechaber Torah Shlema. You want to look at the Mefarshim, there's an unlimited collection of Midrashim to comment on this pasuk. Rashi is not interested. Rashi is not writing a sefer on Chumash. He's writing a sefer on Onkelos. Rashi read the Onkelos. Onkelos says, "Veli of the world dosan vaviram. Who dosan vaviram? They are the ma'arei chenishta. They are the community leaders. They are the people who called out. They were the people who called out to the assembly, or the assembly called out to them to lead them. And what did they do? The iske noshu, gather. The word hitsu has nothing to do with fighting. Zero. They gathered. Why does it mean the word? Because there's a word in Tanakh called chotsu, with a ches. And that word, not for now, I don't know the whole etymology of that word, but chotsu in Tanakh means to gather. Oh, but over here there's a hey, and there's a ches. Big deal. A ches and a hey can be interchanged. So now, there's no prefix, there's no grammar here. There's no hifil, cause, others. Who's talking about others? Talking about yourself. They assembled. Dawson has Aviram on speed dial. He gives him a call, or he sends him a WhatsApp. Hey, you see what's going on in the news? The quarrel with the fighting with Moshe. Let's go, have a good time. We'll also take advantage of the situation. They were opportunists. Once they saw someone else were fighting, let's join and let's also make trouble. Let's push our agenda. So therefore, they assembled amongst themselves. Asher, the iskin noshu, they and only they. Dosan, v'adam, they assembled. Al Moshe, the Al Aaron. When did they do this? When? It was when Bich Nishta, the Korach, it was when Korach assembled. When the assembly of Korach, it was when Bechnishta de Korach, Beiskano Shehoin al Hashem. It was when the assembly of Korach decided to assemble against Hashem. Rashi read this Onkelos, and Rashi says, "Excuse me, I disagree to the nth degree with your assumption that the word hitsu is related to the word chotsu, assembly. I disagree with that. That's Rashi held it. This is wrong. I totally disagree. And therefore, let me set the record straight. The word here is hitsu, not chotsu. Therefore, the word tzadivav is the shortened portion of the word of nitsin, notsu, or nitsu is to fight. A good fight. Moshe went out and he saw Shnei Anoshim Ivrim Nitzim. Now, if the word Nitzim does not turn into Hitsu, there's no hey in that form. So what's the, oh, there's a hey? Oh, the hey is grammar. Open up your fifth grade Hebrew grammar book. And in this context, the hey is a word which means to cause others to fight. Who are the others? We have to expand the scope of what was going on. Dosan va'aviron, they didn't assemble, they caused other people to fight. Who are the others? The entire Jewish nation. And when did this happen? It was when Korach and his assembly were instigating and causing the Om, he calls Rashi the Om, to fight against Hashem. Okay, so we have over here a major machlokes Rashi and Onkelos, clearly, clear as day, where you see Rashi is not writing a sefer on Chumash, he is writing a sefer on Onkelos. Whatever is good, Onkelos does a good job, gets a pat on the back, and we go weiter. If I don't like it, I have what to say. I know, occasionally Rashi likes to comment, Onkelos, like Rashi also he throws in other midrashim. I'm not telling you that it's totally a parish on Onkelos. But something like this, you see, like this is the agenda. The agenda is, first, let us analyze Onkelos, let us present a rebuttal, an alternative to Onkelos, and then if Rashi's in the mood, Rashi will tell you other things. Okay, Mary, very quiet over here. What's going on with you? You okay? I never heard Mary so quiet. All right.
Is Mary here?
He's on the screen. I think because I think it's because Meir, when he ever learned about Maisa Korach, he gets very nervous.
Meir's a Levi, right?
Guess, yes, he's a Levi.
What are you talking about? I'm a Kanoi like Pinchas. watch out, I walk around with my gun.
He gets very nervous when talking about Korach. He doesn't like
it. Did you ask Rabbi Levine or Shush to take action before you did it? Like Pinchas asked Moshe.
You don't ask permission.
A Kanoi, no permission. Kanoi and Pinoi.
You're not allowed.
You're vigilante. A vigilante.
Yeah. Make your own halacha, that's all.
I always wanted to have an online, they never the guts to do this, to have them, you know, people have, they have code names in blogs and different call a handle, a code name. So the code name I always wanted to use was the Vigilante Yid. The Vigilante Yid. There's all these very funny code names. You go online, you see what people, they call themselves.
I'm the rabbit.
The rabbit? The rabbit, not the rabbi. The rabbit.
The rabbit.
Okay. Rabbi Reisman, he wrote a book, The Laws of Ribbis. So Rabbi Reisman, he was once in an office and he was working on his book. So the person walked into the office and said to him, "What is this book you have here? The Laws of Rabbis."
No, it's the Laws of Ribbit.
Ribbit? What's Ribbit?
Ribbit.
Frogs.
Ash inspired me. How do you pronounce it? You don't say ribbis, you say ribbit.
A ribbit.
So like a frog.
A frog. Ribbit. All right, let's go weiter. Pasuk test. Pasuk yud.
Vatiftach. My save is called Pi Ha'asayin.
The Pi Ha'asayin?
That's a
song.
From Billa.
Vatif Dacharitz Pia. We have the Pasuk over here in Pinchas giving us a review. There's a little bit of its mouth. Vatif Lo Esami Eskarach. Ben Moiso Eda. When the assembly died, Ba'achol Ho'esh, when the fire consumed Ace, Chamishim Umosayim Ish, Vayihiyu Linase. They were, what's a Nase? They were Linase.
Sign.
Here.
Maxwell says a sign.
Sign. I like this for the first time. I actually like what it says here in the English, as if my opinion makes a difference. And they became an example. That's a very nice translation. Vayihiyu l'nes. What is a nes? A miracle? No. I mean, that's a borrowed term. A nes means a flag.
The nes we once had means a flag.
A flag, right, a flag. Every time you have a word, I mean, look, you can't really judge, because words in Tanakh are abstractions. We always say that. A word in Tanakh is an abstraction. And it's defined based on its context. Unlike all the languages where you have a definition and you have to follow the rules. And if the word doesn't fit, you're in trouble. In Lashon HaKodesh, it's clearly not the case. There's no definition. There is no, if you take the root of a word and you want to make a dictionary, you can't. You really can't. The best you can do is, you have to be very, very talented to take the root of a word and define the word in the most abstract sense possible. How would you define the word nes? Nes means something that is basically, it stands out. Think about try to take the word nes. On the one hand means a miracle. On the other hand, it means a flag. On the other hand, in this example, it means they were an example. They were an example for all of the Jewish people never to repeat this terrible avera. Take the common denominator of those three usages and put it into a dictionary. You would say something that stands out. A miracle is not normal. That's not, you're violating the rules of nature. A flag is high in the sky. It stands out. It serves a purpose of knowing where to go, you know, like a mark, where to go. Over here, a nace means these people, they stood out in their wickedness and they were severely punished and they were an example for the Jewish people. Don't ever do this again. Okay, so here a very good example because this word l'nes, it is used in different forms in Tanakh. Oh, hanis l'kim lavoi l'kachas l'goy mikher goy be'oisayis v'moivsim. Doesn't say the word nes. It says the word nes in the Torah is a miracle. A nes in an abstract form means something that stands out. Korach and his assembly, they stood out in their wickedness, in their challenge to authority, and they were severely punished, and they became an example for the Jewish people. Don't ever do this again. So let's see what it says over here in Rashi first. Rashi, Vatiflach Haris Vayulinis. So over here you told me what it says in the art scroll. Art scroll is taking excellent from Rashi. Rashi is L'Ois, a sign, U'L'Zikoroin, and a remembrance. I think the word example is a good translation which covers both. Okay, it covers both of those words together. A sign and a remembrance. Leman asher lo yikrav ish zor. No one should ever come who is a man who is not entitled, a stranger. Lachaloik oid al hakohuna, to attempt to usurp the authority of the Kohen. Okay, so Rashi is only commenting on one word, lenes. What does Uncle Lissi say on this pasuk? O poschas ara, the earth opened up, yos puma, its mouth. The earth has a mouth. The earth has a mouth. Where is it? The earth is a living organism. The earth is a living organism that has a mouth. They say that the earth is sick, because all we need to do is give it medication. Open your mouth and throw down some good medication, make the earth feel better. And it swallowed them, the Yos Koirach. Who's them? Them is Dosan Va'aviram, the Yos Koirach, and Koirach. Bimosa, at the time of the death, the Chnishta, of the assembly. How did the people in the assembly die? They were not swallowed. The people in the assembly, the 250 people in the assembly, were not swallowed by the earth. They died by fire. A fire came down from Shemayim, from their ketores, and it went into their nostrils, and their shambles were burnt, and they were buried. They did not go into the ground. Koirach, he went into the ground with his family, and Dosan va'aviram were swallowed in the ground. Okay, v'yos karach b'moisa d'chnishta, kad when acholas eshosa, when the fire ate. Okay, that's a very interesting word, that fire eats. Okay, another example, the words are abstractions. We say the word eat. Ordinarily, you think as a human being, you eat. You eat, you chew with your teeth and your tongue, and you swallow. Food goes down into your stomach. No, that's not what the word echol means. Echol is an abstraction. And depending on the context, it means different things. When it comes to food and human beings, it means to eat. When it comes to fire and something which is combustible, it means combustion. Combustion. Ba'chol o'esh. When the fire consumed through what we call combustion. The burning of fire, eating off the item, the whatever elements there are in human beings which allow it to burn, whatever all this means. Es chamishim masayim ish, 250 ish. Notice, it says, b'loshon yochid ish, ki ish echad b'lev echad. They were all together in their evil. Vayu l'neis, back to the Targum. Uposchas aru yas puma v'volas yasoni v'yas korach, b'mosod d'chnishto kar acholas, eshoso the fire yas, moson v'chamshin gavra, 250 people, v'havo, and they were l'os. Ah, look at that. See, this is a very important Targum. You see, the Targum is calling the word Nes as a sign. Now you know why Rashi made a comment. Same principle. Rashi, that's not enough. Rashi, Vayu L'Nes, L'Ois, U'L'Zikoroin. Why did Rashi make this comment? You never know. Why would Rashi make this comment? What, Rashi has nothing better to do but to make comments? You want to make, there are much more interesting things that Rashi could have said from Midrashim or from the Gemara. The reason why he said this comment, L'os u'l'zikaron, is because the Targum only said L'os. And Rashi feels that word does not do justice. It's not. So in English, you see, I was choshed the art scroll, the toif. I am now going to become critical because art school, they claim that maybe, I don't know what tradition you're using, that we are going to be different than all of the other translations in the history of the world. Whereas all of the old translations, they translated basically according to Onkelos. We're going to translate the pasuk according to Rashi. And they violate that pasuk almost every single, that rule that they set for themselves, almost every single pasuk. Here, they translate it as a sign. Do you know who says La'os means a sign? Onkelos. Rashi disagrees. Rashi feels the word sign is not, does not do the word justice. Linnaeus is not an os. If it was an os, it would say in the pasuk, Vayihyu le'os. It does not say, it says Linnaeus. So that's why Rashi says it means le'os u'lezikoroin. It's a different word. It's a word which has more flavor. And it is a composite of two things, an os, a sign, and a zech, a remembrance. What is the remembrance for? What is the sign of remembrance? Rashi clarifies, L'mana shelo yikrav yizor, lachalek, oyde ala kohuna. Okay, now we come to my favorite pasuk in the whole Tanakh. Uvnei korach lemesu. You know the sort of the rabbis, you have to know rabbis that have a very difficult balabatim. I told you this joke only 1,000 times. Does anyone not hear the joke? Is that the rabbi gives a drasha, and he comes to Parashas Pinchas and says, Shein the Torah, Uvenei koirach lemesu. They didn't, so where are they? Where did they go? What happened to them? 2022. We're in July. What happened to them? Where'd they go? They're in this shul right here. Right in front of me. You wicked Valabatim. You wicked. They're right here in front of me. That's where they are. Uvenei karach lo mesu. They're still all over the world making trouble. Okay.
So you ever hear Rabbi say that, Rabbi?
Well, I'll tell you like this. All I can tell you is like this. I had the very good fortune many, many years ago when the National Council still existed. The National Council of Young Israel now, I don't know what happened to them. They disappeared off the face of the earth. But it used to be, back in the old days, they had 18 people working full-time for the National Council of Israel. Mike Miller was one of them. Yeshiva University was a wonderful place, but they were not really involved in rabbinics. The Smicha program, they taught them Lundis, and they probably had some courses, practical rabbinics, but they were really not involved. And the National Council of Israel for many, many years filled the void. They made a phenomenal program all over the top where they had every Thursday night, and then it was once in 2 weeks for an entire year, it was a 5-hour session. They brought in two rabbanim, two of the biggest ex-rabbanim, each one the biggest expert in their field.
They had a placement service also.
Years ago. Place, I don't know, it could be they also had placement.
Yeah, Stern was the executive president, right?
Yeah, and over the years, it was very good. I think they probably had this one for 10 years at least. I went to the first one, and it was even free. Then afterwards, then they started charging a lot of money, and they had to get a whole letter of approval to get into it, and then, I don't really know how good it was after the years later on, and then eventually it evaporated. And Yeshiva University, they really picked up on this, and they still do, and they made in Yeshiva University a very, very powerful practical rabbinics program teaching students.
I'm trying to remind myself, they also may have had the first tape library.
Who? National Council?
Yeah,
I don't think
so. Whatever. Okay. Then NYUF.
They had 18 people working for them full time, managing all the young Israels. Now I don't even know if they have even one person working part time. Suddenly, whole thing dissolved.
Well, they sold the building. They got rid of the building, right?
I don't know.
On 18th Street.
I don't know what happened. Whatever happened, and now, but why am I telling you this? When I went to that thing, the rabbanim, they walk in to give their session. Each one was the biggest expert in their field. Zone gave on death and bereavement, and this one gave on life cycles, and this one gave on programming for children, for the youth, and this one Wasserman, he was phenomenal. He based on a mock wedding, and he showed you every pitfall that can happen during the wedding, what a Masader Kiddushin has to know from a practical point of view, not tingle your halacha. It was phenomenal. And there was one common denominator that every single rabbi there had. You have to also realize, these rabbis, they don't speak more than 45 minutes, an hour. That's not what they're used to. They're used to talking for 45 minutes and giving a shiur for an hour. They may do it very well, but an hour is their limit. And these sessions, I don't know why, these sessions were two-hour sessions. Today, who would ever do such a thing like this today? Today, they would never do this. It wasn't so long ago. The rabbanim were told to come and talk for 2 hours. Then they had a very elaborate dinner. They didn't know the way. They were ordered in. And then they had the second session. And invariably, every single rabbi was the same thing. For 1 hour, they were very proper. They had their tie on. Not like me, all the way to the top, you know, all polished with their, you know, like a real rabbi, macho. And after about an hour, after talking about rabbinics and talking to students who want to become rabbanim, looking at them, you guys are out of your mind, you want to become a rabbi, you're totally crazy. And they started to vent and talk about their frustrations and the agmas nefesh, the balabatim give them, and all their problems. This happened every single week. B'li yoytze min haklal, from every single rav who spoke. The first hour was smooth. And then they got very hamish and started telling you stories and telling you personal things that I don't think in hindsight they're happy they told us these things. And after you go through a whole year of that, boy, when you come to this pasuk and you read Uvenei Korach Lo Imesu, and the question is, so where did they go? They're right here. You really get a taste of what that means after listening to what Rabbanim have to say about the Balabatim, the frustration they have in this profession, and looking at these young, naive students who think they can have a wonderful life becoming a rabbi. A rabbi is not a profession for a nice Jewish boy.
Today, I forgot to say, it was the yard site of Binyamin Zev Herzl.
Who's Binyamin Zev Herzl? Who is he?
Theodore Herzl.
Theodore Herzl. So say Theodore Herzl. I don't know who Binyamin Zev Herzl is.
His name was Binyamin Zev.
Okay. So, he had a very difficult life. A very difficult life. Very painful life he had. No one is to judge. Certainly not me.
No.
I told you that I had a big fight with my cousin. I defended him. My cousin, he wrote up my great-grandfather. He wrote in the footnote, he quoted him. It was diary, and he writes, Theodore Herzl in Hebrew, Yimach Shemo V'Zichro. So I told my cousin, what are you doing? What do you need this for? What do you have to say that for? You're crazy. Just you want to quote him, so quote him. What do you have to go say those words? Who asks you? None of your business. Let Hashem be the judge. The Charedim, you know, they have this mentality. You want to quote him because he said that my great-grandfather was his biggest enemy. My great-grandfather and the Tsar Shalom Shalbels were his two biggest enemies. That's what he wrote in his diary, Theodore Herzl. Theodore Herzl was the biggest enemy was the Tsar Shalom Shalbels and the Lublinerov. The Lublinerov, the Beis Yitzchak. And the Yitzchak Yiddish Malkus. So he quoted the line from recorded him, and he writes, you know what? And I said, what are you doing? Who's asking you? So he had nothing to say to me. All right, Rabbi Sai, it's late. We'll have to finish tomorrow.
Aaron, how's the Norman doing?
He said before he's back in Baruch Hashem. He's back in the rehab center.
He's back in Canada?
No, in the rehab center. He's out of the hospital, across the street.
All right.
But he needs a refuah shleima.
Okay.
Okay, Rabbi, have a good night. Thank you for calling.
Okay,
all the best.
Good night. Thank you very much, Rabbi. What did you say?
Rabbit. Rabbit.
Alternative yid?
What?
What did you think? Did you want to, what was the handle?
The vigilante yid.
The vigilante yid?
Yeah.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Good
night,
Gazan.
Rabbi, the thing?
Yes.
My grandchildren moved to Lakewood. Guess who
the
rabbi is?
Nassim Levine.
Rabbi Levine.
Nassim Levine, my brother.
Nice.
Right.
Wow. Okay, so you got to come now. You got to come there now. Wow.
Summit.
called? Somerset. Somerset Walk. Somerset. With an
have
O.
Have been there?
Yeah, I was just there this past Shabbos. Big event. This Per Shabbos, my brother made a simcha.
I told you, you can meet my grandson.
So what's their name, Gladder? Their name is Gladder?
No. This young man married my grandson. He became my grandson.
What's his name? What's the last name?
Ritterman.
How
old?
Okay.
He's a very tall, him missed him. He's a tall fella. Are you going again for Shabbos?
Not this Shabbos, but I go there once in a while. Ritterman. How long is he there for?
He moved there. When did they move? After Pesach, right?
Okay, I'm going to check him out. Okay, very good.
He'll be very friendly, really great guy.
Ritterman, okay. Fantastic. So are you going to go visit him? Are you going there for Shabbos to him? He bought a house there?
No, they have an apartment.
They're renting in the basement there?
In the basement, right.
Okay.
They have a little baby, a cute room, the adorable baby.
Oh, very nice.
And they come here like, once in a while for Shabbos. Last week, 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so they're temporarily there until they buy a house somewhere else.
They learned
Rabbi
Stein teaching. Okay, very good. In that community, there are 90 units. I think everyone there is working. No one is learning. Everyone. And they rent basements. And some of the people, rent basements. So the basement people, the people who rent basements, some of them are still learning. Some of them are learning. You know, they come to the basement, they come and go. The basement, the people who rent the basements, they come and go. But there are, I think, there are 90 units in this development.
Oh, yeah?
And, there's a whole story behind this development. I'll tell you another time how this whole development came about. And the people who bought in got it very, very cheap. They got it very, very cheap. And they're young people. And they're very, you know, it's a nice, very nice crowd. Very nice. It's a young chevra. And they're 90 units. And the whole neighborhood is booming. Outside, you know, there are a few developments. There's Forest Park. Next, there's a development called Forest Park. There's a development called Pine River. There's Pine River Estates. And then there's a whole private area where people just have regular houses. And they're building, and then there's across the street, there are trailers. The place there, it's a big, long street.
Wow.
It's about a mile long. This thing is called Pine Street. It's a street which is about more. It's about, I would say, maybe a mile and a half, maybe 2 miles. And along this long stretch, there are a number of developments, and they're just adding more and more and more, and a lot of private houses also, private areas, and they're like probably at least 20 shuls in that immediate area, and this is a development, and in the development so far there's only one shul, and probably one day they'll have a fight and they'll make more shuls there, but right now there's only one shul in the development. And it's very nice, a nice young crowd.
Yeah,
it's
so
vibrant.
They're really new. They moved in right after Pesach.
It's a good place. It's a really good place to be.
Yeah, they were in Israel before that. They came back to Pesach. They were here by my daughter for a while, and then they moved to Lakewood. Is that what it was?
It's a very good place to be. Somerset Walk, it's a very good place to be. There's a lot, it's strong, it's a very strong community.
Nice to hear.
It's a very good place.
So when you go again, you'll look.
I'm going to check him out. What's his first name?
Tzvi.
I'm going to check him out. Okay, Tzvi Ritterman.
Really nice guy. Yeah, tall. You can't miss him because he's tall and he's friendly. He's super friendly. He's really nice.
I probably saw him this Per Shabbos. I'm sure I saw him this Per Shabbos. I'm sure I must have seen him.
Yeah, okay, so you know what? Maybe he'll recognize you. I don't know.